You're listening to The Beatles, Long and Winding Road. I'm MG Kelly. To get back to their roots, Paul suggested the band consider performing live again. The others refused, but a compromise was made. During the taping of their next album, cameras were allowed into the studio to capture the creative process on tape. The album was titled Let It Be. George Martin recalls the atmosphere in the studio during those recording sessions.
We had been very unhappy during Let It Be. Let It Be was a miserable experience. I never thought we would get back together again.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be.
One of the better tracks off the Let It Be album was a number the band donated to charity to raise funds for the wildlife effort. It was called Across the Universe.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Change my world. is gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world. Images of broken light which dance before me like a million eyes. They call me on and on across the universe. Float me under like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Undying love which shines around me like a million suns. It calls me on and on across the universe.
In the beginning, the vast majority of Beatles songs were composed by Lennon and McCartney. However, within a few years, George blossomed into a talented songwriter.
I wasn't Lennon or I wasn't McCartney. You know, I was me. The only reason I started to write songs was because I thought, well, if they can write them, I can write them.
Because you're sweet and lovely, girl. I love you. Because you're sweet and lovely, girl. It's true. I love you more than ever, girl, I do. I want you in the morning, girl. I love you. I want you at the moment I feel blue. I'm living every moment, girl.
Cause you're sweet and lovely, girl. It's true.
John and Yoko recorded several albums together with controversial covers. The album The Life with the Lions pictured Yoko in the hospital after her miscarriage. The other album, Two Virgins, revealed the couple in a full frontal nude photograph.
I think the image is, the projected image is, I was a strong one and John was not that strong and he was drawn to my strength or whatever. That's not the whole truth. I think that to me, you know, sometimes, yes, yeah, sometimes I was the mother figure for him maybe, but sometimes he was my father figure. We were, in a way, everything to each other in that sense.
Standing in the get to Holland or France. The man in the mask said, you've got to go back. You know they didn't even give us a chance. Christ, you know it ain't easy. You know how hard it can be. The way things are going, they're going to crucify me. Finally made the plane into Paris. Honeymooning down by the Seine.
Ballad of John and Yoko, the only Beatles recording featuring just John and Paul. When we continue, McCartney writes a song for a James Bond film, and John discusses problems within the group.
The breeze still blows across the infield, and the outfield is still natural grass. But Julia Murray is doing something her allergies and the pollen never let her do before. She's watching one of the finest 9-year-olds ever to play the game. Thanks to Benadryl, the histamine blocker. It actually blocks the histamine that triggers allergic reactions. It also lets Julia Murray watch her son, Jimmy, play ball. Take Benadryl, the histamine blocker, and take back your life. Use as directed.
Hi, Tom Baudette from Motel 6 with a word or two about fine print. Well, no, I'm not talking about those leather-bound literary classics or anything. I'm talking about the kind of fine print you get from the places that seem to offer you a really low price on a room. Well, they'll put that price up real big in an ad or on their sign, but when you look a little closer, you find out there's all kinds of weird restrictions. Well, the good news is, at Motel 6, you can keep your glasses in your pocket. That's because the price you see is the price one person pays for any room in the place. And that's always the lowest price of any national chain for a clean, comfortable room and a good night's sleep. So call 505-891-6161 for reservations. Well, you'll get a price that won't strain your budget, or your eyes for that matter. I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6. Try not to squint too hard, and we'll leave the light on for you.